Hi, it's Dr. Kapinski dictating a female IME. I'm Hina, H-I-N-A, Khan, K-H-A-N. Hina Kahan was accompanied to the evaluation by her daughter named Aaliyah, A-L-E-E-H-A, to help serve as translator, complete her intake paperwork. Period. New paragraph. As per the information obtained from the examining this fashion, Ms. Khan claims to have been injured at work on 9/21/21. Period. She was picking up heavy boxes in the pick department and injured her back. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of lumbar discs in the lower back area being affected. Period. She did undergo 3 injections as well as physical therapy and home therapy under the care of Dr. Kirshner. Period. She did not undergo any surgery in this fashion and is no longer in this matter and is no longer receiving reactive treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Kahan alleges she injured her back moving boxes on 9/21/21. Period. She also evidently claims an occupational exposure led to her being exposed to COVID-19, resulting in a permanent respiratory, cognitive, and neurologic disabilities. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show she underwent lumbar x-rays on 9/27/21 that showed no acute bony or abnormalities. Period. There were disc degenerative changes and straightening, possibly due to muscle spasm. Period. That same day, she was being seen at Concentra and was diagnosed with a lumbar strain for which she was initiated on conservative care. Period. She then was seen by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, on 11/18/21, complaining of lower back pain and bilateral lower extremity pain. Period. And it started a couple of months ago and become progressively worse. Period. She remains symptomatic despite conservative measures. Period. Dr. Gupta diagnosed. She was placed in an LSO brace and referred for an MRI. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 11/29/21. Period. Insert those results here. Here she followed up with Dr. Gupta through 12/16/21. Period. She reported 70% relief after an L5-S1 epidural steroid injection on 12/2/21. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner also came into. He noted she had been discharged from physical therapy and work conditioning on 11/11/22. Period. She stated maximum therapeutic benefit was reached. Period. She was placed in a light duty position but had trouble lifting even 6 or 7 pounds. Period. Dr. Kirshner reviewed her MRI and performed an exam as well as the x-rays, but he also noted an EMG from 3/22/22 by Dr. Shaw. I see. He showed evidence of chronic right L4 and L5 radiculopathies and mild sensory peripheral neuropathy predominantly affecting lower extremities. Period. He also noted her response to injections. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of lumbago and ordered a functional capacity evaluation. Period. The FCE was completed on 1/16/23. Period. Found she performed it with maximum effort and was deemed capable of working in the light-medium physical demand category. Period. She followed up with Dr. Kirshner to review these results on 1/27/23.